I'd like you to, think of somebody who you would like to forgive. Or perhaps you should think of somebody who you don't want to forgive. And don't dwell on what it is that you're forgiving. Just notice it. Don't dwell on it. And don't analyze it, because that just makes it real. And what we want to do is not make it real. So you just notice what it is that you're forgiving, but then stop thinking about that. And think of this person in your mind and visualize them. And what we're going to do is we're going to start to overlook that image that you have made. It's not a real person, it's not a real body. You overlook the image that you have made, and that image in your mind now is kind of like slowly disappearing because your focus is changing into something that is beyond the body, beyond the universe, time and space, something that is bigger than anything in this universe. And as this happens, the body is replaced with a beautiful white light. And this white light begins to expand. And it keeps expanding. And suddenly, the light is everywhere. There's nowhere that this light is not. This is the vision of the Son of God. And as we think big, and think of that person as being not part of it, but all of it, then that is certainly how we will come to know ourselves. Because everything that we're seeing will remind us of what we are. If we're thinking of a person as being separate, then we will feel separation. But if we think of all people as being perfect oneness, then we will come to experience perfect oneness. So now, let your body disappear. And your body is becoming one with the light. One with the light of heaven. One with God. The awareness of perfect oneness. And the knowledge that there is nothing else. Nothing else outside of this oneness, and nothing else within. And it's beautiful, and it feels wonderful, and it's perfect. So perfect that it couldn't even be put into words if you wanted to. So we forget about words, we forget about the world, and we just experience our perfect love with God. Get lost in God's love, in a condition of gratitude. We love you, God.
Forgiveness is a great need of this world, for it is a world of illusions. Fear condemns and love forgives. It undoes what fear has produced. Returning a mind to God. God is which I forgive. No fear is possible in the mind beloved of God. There's no need to attack, 'cause love is forgiven me. Forgiveness is the means by which I'll recognize my innocence. Oh, God is the love. God is the love in which I forgive myself. God is the love. God is the love in which I forgive myself. God is the love. God is the love. God is the love in which I forgive. Reflecting God's love on earth, it will bring me near enough to heaven that the love of God can reach down to me and raise me to my own. God is the love. God is the love. God is the love. In which I